Hey there, beautiful people. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things positive and real. Ever feel like you're stuck in a communication rut with loved ones? Like your words just bounce off them or you miss their cues entirely? Well, friend, let me tell you, emotional intelligence is the secret weapon we need to level up our relationships. It's not just about being nice, it's about understanding ourselves and others on a deeper level. Think of it like having an invisible superpower that lets you navigate those tricky conversations with grace and empathy. So buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of emotional intelligence and how it can unlock happier, healthier connections. First things first, what exactly is emotional intelligence? It's not about being a mind reader, though wouldn't that be cool? But rather having the self-awareness to recognize our own emotions and how they impact others. It's about understanding other people's feelings too, even if they don't say it outright. You know, those times when someone seems off but you can't quite put your finger on why? Emotional intelligence is all about tuning into those subtle cues and responding with compassion and clarity. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to turbocharge your emotional intelligence and transform your relationships. 1. Become an emotion detective. Pay attention to your own feelings throughout the day. When do you feel happy, sad, frustrated? What triggers these emotions? Keeping a journal can be super helpful for tracking patterns and understanding your emotional landscape. Remember, recognizing our emotions is the first step towards mastering them. 2. Listen actively, really listen. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about tuning into the speaker's tone of voice, body language, and unspoken messages. Make eye contact, nod along, and ask clarifying questions to show that you're truly invested in understanding their perspective. Think of it like being a detective solving the mystery of their feelings. 3. Empathy is your superpower. Put yourself in other people's shoes and try to see things from their point of view. Even if you don't agree with them, try to understand where they're coming from. Remember, empathy doesn't mean condoning their actions. It simply means acknowledging their feelings and striving to connect on a human level. 4. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Express your thoughts and feelings honestly, but choose your words carefully. Avoid blaming or attacking language, and focus on I statements to express your own experience. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try, "I feel hurt when." This fosters a more constructive and understanding conversation. 5. Practice self-regulation. Everyone has bad days, but emotional intelligence is about managing those emotions in a healthy way. Take deep breaths, step away from the situation if needed, and find healthy coping mechanisms like exercise, journaling, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, it's okay to not be okay, but it's how we manage those feelings that truly matters. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're having dinner with your partner, and things are getting tense. They're frustrated about work, and you can feel the tension rising. Instead of letting defensiveness take over, remember our key takeaways. Take a deep breath, actively listen to their concerns, and try to see things from their perspective. Validate their feelings by saying something like, "I hear that you're feeling really overwhelmed right now," and offer support instead of criticism. You'll be amazed how a little empathy can turn a heated moment into a space for connection and understanding. So, there you have it. Emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about constantly learning, growing, and showing up with more awareness and compassion in our relationships. Remember, the journey of self-improvement is ongoing, so be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those emotional superpowers. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you plan to put these tips into action? Share your thoughts, experiences, and questions in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with your friends. We're all in this together, folks. Let's build a world of more understanding, connection, and love. Until next time, stay positive, stay real, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.